Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Dr. Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 30th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 8.25 cents, 6.45 and a half, September wheat down a nickel, 9.25, and November beans down 8.75 cents at 14.69 and a half. Obviously, we have the reports here today at 11 o'clock Chicago time. The average guesses are generally 300,000 more corn acres, maybe 400,000 less bean acres. I believe the numbers are going to be bigger than that. I think we're going to see more corn and less beans than the reports are talking about. The question is, will the bean number be friendly enough to rescue the corn, or will the corn drag the beans down? We'll have to see. Export sales this morning were just terrible on the corn and beans. Corn, 202,000 combined, 88 old, 119 new. The beans, was 7,600 metric tons. We had a net reduction of 120,000 in old crop. New crop purchases were 127.6, so just terrible. The wheat was pretty good at 496. We haven't seen the exact results yet, but it looks like Romanian and French wheat were the cheapest wheat out there for the Egyptians. We'll see if the U.S. was able to get any of that business, but with the dollar so strong, I frankly don't see it, but they were looking for a lot of wheat, so maybe the U.S. will get involved into that mix. The rain looks like it'll be a little bit more widespread today than it was yesterday. There's heat down in Texas, Oklahoma, into Kansas, but for the most part, you know, it looks like there's some rain around, so I think that's going to put a damper on things here today. In addition, the outside markets, you got crude oil down $1 a barrel. You got the Dow Jones down 350. You got Bitcoin under 20,000 now. It's down $1,000 at 19,210. So none of the outside markets really look to be helpful. The dollar is up back over 105 again. We're only about 30 points from a new contract high close. So that certainly wouldn't be helpful for the grain market out here. But it's all going to come down to the reports. The stocks numbers, I think, will be a bit bearish for the corn and beans. I think the wheat's the one that has a chance to be a little bit friendly out here. But again, you know, with the dollar so strong, where are we going with this wheat? I don't really see it myself. But we've got pretty good support in the wheat market. A little bit, you know, we're right on the 200-day moving average. We've hit it twice now. We haven't closed under it. That's on the daily continuation chart. Let me get the daily chart on September. September, there's support at the 200-day moving average right at $9.50. So, you know, psychologically, $9 could hold it here. That's 25 cents lower. As far as the corn goes, if we close where we, you know, down 5-8 cents here today, this will be a new close for this leg of the move and the lowest close since March. There's support at 614, which is the 200-day moving average. It's certainly possible we could get there. I don't know if we'll stay there, but we could certainly try to touch that. The beans, they've gotten up to the first level of resistance overnight. They've got more resistance at roughly 1510. So maybe we get a knee-jerk reaction up, and then we'll see where we go. But I expect a big volatile day here today. If beans are strong and corn are weak, one should drag the other one way or the other out here. There's still some things to do. If you haven't done them already, you can give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. But, you know, like I said, I expect this to be a pretty big volatile day here today. We've got the long weekend coming up. I don't see the weather causing any major problems for the time being. So we're going to have to get hot, you know, in the second and third week of July to really affect pollination out here. And that's certainly possible. Temperatures aren't cool by any stretch of the imagination. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.